NBC News Radio, I'm Trey Thomas. The House is expected to vote this week on a bipartisan deal that raises the nation's debt limit. President Biden said Monday that there's no reason it can't be passed by June 5th.
There's no reason why it shouldn't get done by the 5th. I'm confident that we'll get a vote in both houses, and we'll see.
The bill needs to be passed by that day or lawmakers risk defaulting on the nation's debt. Biden noted the deal agreed to by his administration and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is a bipartisan deal. At least 9 people are injured after a shooting near a beach in Florida. Hollywood Mayor Josh Levy says he's saddened and angered.
To have people in complete reckless disregard of the safety of the public, and to have an altercation with guns in a public setting with thousands of people around them is beyond reckless.
The incident happened Monday. Local officials say 4 of the victims are juveniles. Most of those injured are stable. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is set to head out on his first presidential campaign tour this week. DeSantis formally entered the race for the White House last week. He's expected to visit a dozen cities throughout Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Proceedings are expected to get underway Tuesday in the Tree of Life capital murder trial. Michael Kastner reports.
Jury selection wrapped up last week. Robert Bowers is charged with killing 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh area synagogue in 2018. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. He had reportedly offered to plead guilty in return for a life sentence, but prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. His defense attorneys recently said he has schizophrenia and brain impairments.
You're listening to NBC News Radio.